This is Focus West Michigan for Thursday, December 11, 2025. I'm Joe Balecki with your local news. Cascade Township residents will have an opportunity to share comments and concerns involving proposed changes to a zoning ordinance. WGVU's David Limbaugh has the details.
Cascade Township wants to update its zoning ordinance, citing outdated rules no longer reflecting the community's current goals. Proposed ordinance changes have been met with opposition by some who say the changes discourage the development of affordable housing, rental units, and promote exclusivity. Other residents and board members say the new ordinance is necessary for aligning with the township's current master plan and preserving the character of the community. The proposed ordinance also limits density increases in areas where water and sewer infrastructure aren't already available. The four open house events will take place from 1 to 3 p.m. and 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday, December 17th, and from 1 to 3 p.m. and 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. on Thursday, January 8th. All events will happen at the Wisner Center at the Kent District Library's Cascade Branch. I'm David Limbaugh.
9 months into construction, a historic office-to-residential housing project in downtown Grand Rapids is on schedule and on budget, say developers. WGVU's Dee Morrison toured the site at 111 Lyon.
Also known as the Fifth Third Bank Building, 111 Lyon Street Northwest is undergoing a first-of-its-kind in the state transformation.
It was originally one Vandenberg Center, and it's incredibly gratifying that 60 years on, almost to the day, we will be revitalizing it with 140 apartments.
Sam Cummings is managing partner at CWD Real Estate, the firm that owns the building. It partnered with Orion Construction on the $50 million project. It came with unique challenges, such as conducting major demolition and construction work, with anchor tenant Fifth Third Bank still operating its headquarters on the first three floors.
A lot of the buildings we've done over the past 30 years have gone through a kind of a period of blight, and this is not one of them. So this building was always maintained. We've had some surprises here, but none of them have been alarming.
The one- and two-bedroom apartments will rent between $1,500 to $2,200 per month, featuring custom built-in cabinetry and design focused around the building's unique windows and downtown views.
We have on-site parking, we have on-site pickleball, on-site swimming pool.
Pre-leasing begins in January, with occupancy in June, almost 60 years to the day since the original ribbon cutting in 1966. I'm Dee Morrison.
Construction on an affordable housing project is underway on the southeast side of Grand Rapids. WGVU's David Limbaugh has the details.
SW Real Estate Investment announced the start of construction at 4325 Breton Road Southeast. That's where the site of a shuttered Family Fair grocery store is being converted into 168 residential housing units. 7 three-story buildings will contain 24 units for a mix of 84 one-bedroom and 84 two-bedroom apartments. Almost half of those units will be income restricted for households earning 95% to 100% of area median income. In September, developers received unanimous tax increment financing approval from the Grand Rapids City Commission. It captures future property tax revenue from the increase in a specific area's property value to pay for improvements within that area. A housing needs assessment released in June by Housing Next shows the area's housing gap narrowing slightly, with Kent County adding more than 6,000 new housing units from 2022 to 2024. The county is expecting over 63 new households by 2030, with 30% of those in Grand Rapids. The Breton project is expected to be completed in 2027. I'm David Limbaugh.
Coming up soon, WGVU's Shelley Irwin previews holiday activities at the Grand Rapids Public Museum, but first, news from around the state. The Michigan Supreme Court heard arguments on Wednesday on whether a statement from a teenager high on LSD can be used to convict him of a sex crime. We have more from Rick Pluta.
Zebediah Soriano was 18, restrained in a chair and high on LSD when he made an incriminating statement to police that helped convict him of attempted rape. Defense attorney Allie Wright says since his client was still under the influence of the hallucinogenic drug, he could not understand his rights and should not have been answering questions.
The kid's in custody. The answer is, just wait. Just wait.
Wright says dealing with suspects under the influence of psychotropic drugs is different than other intoxicants, and Soriano's youth should also be a consideration. The Grand Traverse County Prosecutor's Office says police followed the rules in this case, and the totality of the evidence supports upholding the conviction. I'm Rick Pluta.
The Michigan House Judiciary Committee heard testimony on Wednesday on bills to limit the state attorney general's powers. Colin Jackson has more.
One bill would stop the attorney general from intervening in existing cases without the governor or legislature signing off. Republican State Representative Jay DeBoyer says that would keep the AG's office from overreaching.
We don't want to create anybody that's a king. And the attorney general certainly should not have complete autonomy with regard to those things.
But Democratic State Representative Kelly Breen says the attorney general's office needs discretion on whether to pursue a case in order to do its job.
We should not be making those decisions. We're the legislature, not the attorney general.
Another part of the package would stop the department from automatically filing cases in the Lansing region instead of where an alleged incident occurred. I'm Colin Jackson in Lansing.
The sparks may be flying Thursday night during a public meeting on a major development in Van Buren Township. Area residents were only told the open house deals with a proposed project of 280 acres. It would sit between I-275 Hagerty and the I-94 Service Drive in Hannah Roads. While little information has been released, the assumption is that it will be the location of another data center. Residents across Michigan have been fighting against such proposals. Van Buren Township State Representative Reggie Miller says she has many concerns.
I support technology, I do, but what I am anti is lack of regulations, lack of environmental protections, lack of public comment being considered in these votes.
Miller says there are a lot of questions that need to be asked and answered. She says she wants to know why information about the proposed project hasn't been more forthcoming. The open house is scheduled for 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. this evening at the Van Buren Township Hall. Focus West Michigan is brought to you by listeners like you. To support the show and everything we do here, visit WGVUnews.org and click the donate button. And for a weekly dose of news right to your inbox, sign up for the WGVU newsletter. The Grand Rapids Public Museum welcomes Santa and theme days for Snowflake Break. WGVU's Shelley Irwin talked to Delaney Lemke about Santa's stop in the streets of Old Grand Rapids, plus the 12 days of Snowflake Break.
Head to the Grand Rapids Public Museum. Santa will be there, the ballet will be there, and certainly snowflakes as well. Delaney Lemke, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Glad you hopped over, as they say, or skied over. Maybe you did that with our wonderful snow. Hey, how important are these times at the museum?
The holidays are great. You know, kids are out of school and looking for ways to have fun, but also have education continuing in their day-to-day. So the museum is a great place to encounter history, science, and culture while on break.
Nice. This Saturday, let's start as soon as possible. Are you trying out a new event?
Yes, we are. Santa is coming to the streets of Old Grand Rapids.
What does that mean?
Well, he'll be there from 11 to 3 for photos, for meet and greets. He'll be stationed in Herpelsheimer's department store. So it's a really nostalgic experience of going to see a department store Santa. And that is included with registration and general admission. Avant Theater Ballet will also be there, and they have a show coming up on December 20th. It's very based in Victorian times, which is the same time as the Streets of Old Grand Rapids is based on. So they're going to be in character. They're going to host a story time at 11:30 and do a quick performance in the Galleria at 12:30, bringing a little extra magic in.
Cool will this be? It's called a Winter Walk Show.
Mm-hmm.
Hosting that story time, that short performance, and more. Do you know if the Avant Theater Ballet are adults or kids?
Adults, I believe. Yes, they're. We've had them come in recently, and they did a very lovely video in our streets that you can find on their socials. So yes,
this is then all Saturday. Does this come with public admission?
Yes, it's included with general admission. And thanks to funding from the Zoo and Museum Millage, Kent County kids get in free every day.
All right. Let's look at the more detailed snowflake theme that you have for us throughout, the formal break.
Yes. Over winter break, we host our Snowflake Break. And this year we have 12 days of Snowflake Break, each one themed around a different topic. And we have lots of community partners coming in with extra activities. So there will be extra fun at the museum when you visit between December 19th and January 3rd.
Obviously, we won't go through each, But let's do some highlights. You do kick off the 19th with the Wonder of Trees.
Yes, the Lower Grand Rapids Organization of Watersheds are going to be there, and they'll host a table. So it's all about environmentalism. We also have 5 Olympic rings on December 23rd. So the Greater Grand Rapids Figure Skating Club is going to be there, and they're actually going to be skating. They're bringing in fake ice that they can show you a little demo on.
You are open for Christmas Eve, but closed on Christmas Day, of course.
That is correct. And New Year's Eve, but not New Year's Day.
Yes. What about the day after Christmas, Dino Eggs-a-layin'?
Well, right now we have the Tyrannosaurus Meet the Family exhibit from the Australian Museum. So there are 5 life-sized skeleton casts in the museum, as well as real specimens from dinosaurs. Lots of interactives, large screens that you can interact with where dinosaurs are running right alongside you in downtown Grand Rapids. It's such a fun experience and really interesting to learn more about. It's not just the Tyrannosaurus Rex. The family is bigger. There are other relatives to learn about.
All right. How about Sunday, December 28th, 8 Facts About the Milky Way? I know you're strong in your planetarium.
Yes, we have our planetarium shows going every day, and there will be extra shows throughout Snowflake Break. And each of those shows that day are going to start off with some fascinating facts about our very own Milky Way galaxy. 2 shows I want to shout out in the planetarium right now are the Experience the Aurora at 3 p.m., which is a beautiful look at the auroras way up north in the Arctic Circle. And it's a good way to experience them in a warm environment. And then we have Let It Snow at 4 p.m., which is our classic holiday show. It features lots of Christmas classic songs like Frank Sinatra, just lots of great music and fun visuals to enjoy.
Grand Rapids Public Museum inviting you and your family throughout the season. Delaney Lemke with the details specifically on Snowflake Break, these theme days from the 19th to January 3. What about this A Day of Dancing on the 29th?
Yeah, Avant Theater Ballet will be joining us for a second time. So they'll be at the museum to dance a little more for us.
The next day is 10 Frogs A-Leaping.
The zoo will be joining us. John Ball Zoo will be at the museum, yes.
And I said I wasn't going to list them all, but they're so exciting,
so
and I've got time to do that. How important is your Wurlitzer organ?
Oh, it's a beautiful artifact. It takes up the whole Meyer Theater, and we have volunteers who come in pretty regularly to play on it. We host concerts, and it is just an incredible instrument and artifact. Tons of different capabilities. It sounds like a whole band is playing when there's just one person up on that keyboard.
And then you end on January 3rd, which is a Saturday, with Hear the Drummers Drumming. Explore this.
Yes, a musician, his name's Benjamin, is going to be at the museum performing. So that'll be a really fun opportunity.
Delaney, will you continue to have your historic holiday Lego display up?
Yes, that's by the West Michigan Lego Users Group. It is a massive historic rendition of Grand Rapids. So you can spot local landmarks in there. We have a bit of an I Spy experience up on the wall where you can find little details and scenes. We also have a Jurassic World inspired table that's new this year. And it fits in really well with the Tyrannosaurus exhibit. The Herpelsheimer's train that people love from back in the day, some of your listeners might remember riding it, that is on display next to the Legos as well.
What is Tuba Christmas? I just interviewed, which will air shortly, the perfect Tuba Christmas.
Yes, it's a massive group of local musicians. Anyone can sign up. And they come in and play in the museum's galleria. It's an incredible musical experience. Just tons of people with their instruments playing together. So that'll be a great chance to hear some music.
It's 3 o'clock Sunday, December 21st. A musical tribute to the legendary teacher William J. Bell.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we've been hosting that annually.
Yes. I guess you have part of the 18th annual Tuba Christmas event. That's for sure. And again, all of this admission to this concert, so much is included with the entry to GRPM.
Yep, everything's included with general admission, and Kent County kids get in free every day.
Wonderful. All right. Anything else we need to know? What are the big goals for 2026?
Well, we're working on the riverfront, so that'll be such an exciting addition when that reopens next year.
Next year. And one day we'll finish up his year, correct?
Yes, he is retiring in December. He's been such incredible leadership at the museum. So we'll be celebrating him throughout the year as well.
I was going to say, he still has work to do. No rest for the weary, fellow friend. All right, details for everything we have just discussed, please.
That will all be on the museum's website. For details about Santa, you can visit grpm.org/Santa and Snowflake Break, grpm.org/snowflake-break.
Great. Will the other air, should we be watching A Night at the Museum? Isn't that a holiday show? Maybe not.
Is it during the holidays?
Maybe it's not, because I never see it.
It's good for any
day. Good for any time. There we are. I guess I was going, do you ever get to be in the museum all by yourself and see the dinosaurs come alive? That's where I'm going.
I have never seen any of the creatures and artifacts come alive. And usually there's somebody there watching the museum, so never alone.
Well, hence, important to have our security. All right, I digress. Thank you very much, Delaney. Nice job.
Thank you for having me.
This has been Focus West Michigan from WGVU for Thursday, December 11, 2025. I'm Joe Bilecki. Our audio operations manager is Rick Bierling, and our news and public affairs director is Patrick Center. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and we'll be back with more news and events in West Michigan tomorrow. Thanks for listening.